Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sarwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Rich Taylor about the latest from the Iowa legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. So what's the latest from the Iowa legislative session?
Well, today the Senate Republicans, the 29 of them, passed a bill defunding an awful lot of operations, an awful lot of money for our schools, a lot of money for our public safety, for our Department of Corrections, for health care, for our poor and our elderly, our most vulnerable citizens, and also defunding our veterans. A ridiculous bill, something that we didn't have to do. They say that there's a shortage of income for the state for this fiscal year that we're in. Well, actually, they say that there's overspending for the year that we're in, but we know that there's not. There's a shortage of income, but we say that we don't need to cut these programs. There are other ways that we can fund everything without doing this. But they chose to cut our community colleges, for instance, $3 million. They chose to cut our Department of Corrections, $5.5 million. Our public defense, our highway patrol, for instance, they're going to cut them $1 million, and they're just unnecessary cuts.
What would be your solution, as opposed to doing all these cuts, what would you like to see happen as opposed to that?
Well, first of all, we have a economic emergency fund, which I consider this an emergency, about $50 million in there that we could have used. We also have what's called, most people will call the rainy day fund. We could have borrowed money from the rainy day fund to get us through these hard times. And then we could have worked on other programs. We have some money in other programs that is not being spent, and we could have borrowed money from those for the short term to get these programs through, and then beginning in July, or for our budget in July, we could have cut a lot of tax credits that are basically unnecessary. They go for big corporations that don't need the money. A lot of those tax credits they haven't really even asked for, and every year they just seem like it just rolls over and rolls over. And, you know, tax credits are great when you've got the money, but when you don't have the money to run your programs, you shouldn't be giving out tax credits. So there were all kinds of ways that we could have come up with this money without cutting our services.
Were these cuts that you mentioned, were those the ones that were originally proposed by the governor, or are they ones that the House and the Senate have come up with as opposed to that?
No. These were actually ones that the Senate came up with on their own. Somehow the Senate Republicans decided not to do what the governor recommended. And one that really sticks out is the governor set to cut his own budget by $60,000. And the Republicans in the Senate set to cut his budget by $0. I don't like the budget cuts that he had planned either, but at least he was taking a hit as well. You know, they didn't even consider that. So somebody else had to make up that $60,000. So the fact that everybody giving a little bit is not how it went.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Rich Taylor. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sarwinski with KCII News.